Good evening. This is Ben Torrey. It's good to be back with you again as we close out this first month of our new year. All month long, I have been referring to North Korea. Last week, focusing on our need to prepare for its opening. Today, I want to share with you something that the Lord has impressed on my heart, something that I know is dear to Him, unity. I've heard it said and have repeated it myself that if we want to see this nation reunited once again, South Korea must first come together. There are great divisions in our society between wealthy and poor, between older and younger generations, even between men and women. So many families are in grave crisis. South Korea has come very far in my lifetime. I remember scores of beggars on the streets, huge shanty towns where huts were made from scrap and roofs were made of soda cans pressed together into corrugated sheets. When I first arrived in Korea as a young boy back in 1957, there were still burned-out buildings left over from the Korean War. There was only one railroad bridge across the Han River. There weren't any bridges for cars and buses. If you live south of the river like I did, I'm not talking about the Gangnam area. It didn't even exist then. When you went into Seoul, you had to take a bus to the river, get off and walk across a footbridge floating on pontoons, then get on another bus on the other side. Very few people believed that this backwater, divided and war-ravaged country could ever get back on its feet. But the Korean people showed the world what they are capable of, and the world took note. The progress since then has been enormous. Korean brand names are known the world over. We even now have a Korean as Secretary General of the United Nations. What an amazing change in such a short time. We have also seen the rise of many great churches and powerful moves of God. We indeed saw God working in this nation throughout the 60s, 70s, 80s, and into the 90s. But in more recent years, there have been great economic shocks, political scandals, and a growing separation between the generations. Church attendance, that which grew so steadily and rapidly for so long, is now falling. Many now wonder what Korea's future will be. Let me assure you that I believe God has a glorious future in store for Korea, for a united Korea. But before we get there, there are a number of things that we must do first. As I noted above, many people feel that before North and South Korea can become one again, South Korea must deal with the divisions within its own society. I now add to that what others have also said. In order for South Korea to be one, the church must be one. This is the critical point. This is the heart of God. As you read through the Gospel of John, John's letters, and St. Paul's epistles, you find that unity of the brethren, the body of Christ, the church, is a constant theme. Jesus tells us that if we love one another, the world will know that we are of God and learn about His salvation. He prayed that we would be one, even as He and the Father are one, that the world may know that He sent us. John tells us in his letters that it is the koinonia of the Holy Spirit that motivates our evangelistic efforts. This koinonia is a unity, a coming together in fully committed, lifelong manner. Often translated as fellowship, this word means a whole lot more than getting together for a meal and a good time. It is used in Greek of the relationship between man and wife, between business partners, between members of an underworld gang. You may divorce your wife or break your contracts, but the only way you leave the mafia is in a box flat on your back. This is the kind of commitment that God wants us to have to one another. Paul is always talking about unity. In the beginning of his letter to his favorite church, the one that had no problems, Philippi, he starts chapter 2 with words that mean, in essence, "If anything I say means anything to you at all, if you care about me in the least little bit, if this love we claim to have for each other is anything more than hot air, then make my joy complete by being of one heart and one mind." Romans 12, 1 Corinthians 11, 12, 13, and 14, Ephesians 4, and on and on. Unity among the members of Christ's body is the chief concern. And who is in that body? Who is in the church? The scriptures teach us that it is those who are baptized into Christ, those who call on his name. It doesn't say that it is everyone who agrees on all points of doctrine or church governance. It doesn't say that it is only the most holy. In fact, Jesus' parable about the wheat and the tares in Matthew 13, along with some other parables, make it plain that the job of separating the good from the bad in his church is his, and he will do it at the end of the age. If we try to do it now, we will end up rooting out the good and perhaps even leaving some of the bad behind. It's not our job to determine who is a real Christian. We are to treat all who call themselves by the name of Christ as family, whether we like it or not. They may be broken, sinful, and even gravely mistaken, but they are part of us. They are family. Anyway, who of us can be so sure that we don't fall into one of these categories ourselves? God's heart's desire is that we reach out to one another, not shun each other, that we help one another, not compete, that we trust one another, not doubt. He wants his church to be one. He wants us to pick each other up when we fall rather than judge each other. He wants us to minister his love and his healing. When we are finally able to repent to one another of our pride and judgmental attitudes, when we are able to forgive each other for the hurts that we have received, when we can truly be one, then we can hope to see our society and nation healed, and finally, North and South truly become one again. Let us pray. O Heavenly Father, it is your desire that we who call ourselves after your Son, who look to you as Father, truly be one. Yet there is so much sin in our hearts and in your church. The wounds in the body of your Son Jesus are so deep that we often despair of ever seeing them healed. Only you can do this. Only you can make us one again. O send down upon us your Holy Spirit to convict our hearts and to make us one again. May we be one, so that the world will no longer see the corruption, dissensions, and competitions within your church, but will instead see a united people who love one another. May the world see you, O Lord. And most of all, Father, may this day of oneness come soon, so that when the doors to North Korea open, we can go in as a united people, truly showing the power of God to forgive and to transform, truly able to give our brothers and sisters a sure hope of salvation in both this life and the next. In the precious name of your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ, who loves us in spite of everything. Amen.